Hello, it's Mother Cherry here from St Mark the Evangelist, Southend-on-Sea, and St Clement Leon-Sea. I am offering up prayers today. This is the last week of lockdown, but it's also the first Sunday of Advent. We would normally be doing all sorts of things in worship on this first Sunday. But we will have to remain in lockdown until Wednesday. So my prayers today are the prayers for the nation that the Archbishops of Canterbury and York and other senior church leaders had called for. So I want to open with this. Lord Jesus Christ, in these dark and difficult days, we turn our hearts to you. In ages past, you have delivered our nation from disaster. Do it again, we pray. Give wisdom beyond human wisdom to our leaders. Give strength beyond human strength to the NHS and all our frontline workers. Give comfort beyond human comfort to children and the elderly and all who grieve. Lord Jesus Christ, in these dark and difficult days, turn your face towards us, have mercy on us, and heal our land, we pray. Amen. Each day there is a theme. As we are looking at Sunday, the theme is to lift to God those we hold in our hearts, our families and friends and loved ones. Pray for their health, their well-being and their sense of hope. We pray that even when loved ones cannot be together physically, they will not feel apart. And we ask for God's help in our communicating, our connecting and our caring. But I'd also like to offer up the prayers for all those who are suffering in body, mind or spirit or with grief. We ask that in God's great loving kindness, they might know God's sustaining presence amidst their pain. And we pray for anybody who feels stretched beyond their capacity to cope. And we pray that they remain hopeful. And we pray that together we will be better at loving each other, even if we're not always sure we agree with each other. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I'm going to read the Gospel of the day, which is from St Mark's Gospel. We are now moving into Advent, which for the church begins the new year, the church year. So I want to read to you Mark's Gospel, and I'm going to use a different translation. I want to use the Message today. So I hope this makes sense to you. And then I will do my reflection. The reading is actually Mark 13, so it's towards the end of the Gospel, 24 to 37. Following those times, sun will fade out, moon cloud over, stars fall out of the sky, cosmic powers tremble. And then they'll see the Son of Man enter in grand style, his arrival filling the sky. No one will miss it. He'll dispatch the angels. They will pull in the chosen from the four winds, from pole to pole. Take a lesson from the fig tree. From the moment you notice its buds form, the merest hint of green, you know summer's just around the corner. And so it is with you. When you see all these things, you know he is at the door. don't take this lightly. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too. These things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. But the exact day or hour? No one knows that. Not even heaven's angels, not even the Son, only the Father. So keep a sharp lookout, for you don't know the timetable. It's like a man who takes a trip, leaving home and putting his servants in charge, each assigned a task and commanding the gatekeeper to stand watch. So stay at your post watching. You have no idea when the homeowner is returning, whether evening, midnight, cockcrow, or morning. You don't want him showing up unannounced with you asleep on the job. I say it to you, and I'm saying it to all. Stay at your post, keep watch. So those are the words that Jesus was speaking to his disciples not long before he begins his journey towards his death and resurrection. So my reflection today is not specifically on that idea, that the gospel, in a sense, it's on it's on the words contained within the gospel. I'm reflecting on a painting by a Dutch artist called Pieter Danige, and it's called Woman Spinning, and it's from 1652. The painting, when the galleries open again, is in the Dulwich Picture Gallery in London. So it shows the scene in a cozy home, if you like, of a woman spinning at her spinning wheel with a child on the floor who's holding something up towards her. There's lots of things surrounding them. And at the back of the woman, there is a darkened fireplace. If you look up the painting, you'll see it much more clearly, that there's an awful lot going on, just like many Dutch paintings of this period. It can be called a genre painting, which is a description of the type of painting that was very popular at this time, which shows ordinary people going about their lives, doing the things that they do normally. But the Dutch painters also rather liked to contain a moral within their paintings. And so that's why they use a lot of objects and imagery to help people looking at the painting at the time to see what was really going on behind what seems like a cozy image of a kitchen and a woman and her child. For us, in the 21st century, some of these things aren't immediately understandable because we haven't learnt that language. So we have to kind of read up on it or learn about it. But anyway, I'm going to reflect on this painting. Actually, this Dutch artist was in London in 1666, and he lost all his drawings during the Great Fire. I imagine the people of that time spent much of their lives being watchful in case of fire, as they lived in wooden homes, clustered tightly together, and the only heat and light came from open flames. Nevertheless, I did not just choose this painting to comment on the danger of fire and of the need to stay alert, but rather for the moral contained within it, which also speaks of being alert, but alert to the need to follow the teaching of Christ. The warning that we hear in St. Mark's Gospel this week. How does this painting ask us to consider this bit of teaching? Well, if you get a chance to look at it closely, you'll see that the woman is being very industrious. That is a good thing. She's providing for herself and her child at her feet. However, There are signs that the child, and therefore implicitly their learning, is being neglected while the woman works. There are torn pages of a book, a broken warmer with hot embers spilling out. The floor is messy, and the chair next to the child cannot be used because it's broken, and the blanket tossed on the back of the chair is full of holes. We don't really know what the artist was saying, but I wonder if the artist was thinking about the fact that if children are not taught about the right way to live as found in the gospel, then how can they learn to be watchful and alert? When Jesus commands his disciples to be watchful, I think he must have also been telling them to remember that while it was important to live according to his teaching themselves, their job was also to pass that teaching on, generation to generation. Perhaps for us today, parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, perhaps it's even more important. Amen. So I want to continue with prayer today, because we are praying very fervently for people all over the place. We pray for the church around the world, particularly places where churches are suffering because of COVID, especially people of faith, not just Christian faith, but all different faiths, like the Muslim Uyghurs in Burma, who are finding it even more difficult to access help. We pray for those who are in charge, all those who have authority, that they be mindful of the poor, but also the environment. We pray for our church communities, for the people who live and work and visit around us. We pray for all who are anxious. We pray for those who are sick, including David and Naomi, Eris, Susan and family, Tina and family, Betty, Kim, Glenn and Megan, Linda and family, David Raglan, for Gail, for Jill, for Lenny, for Ingrid and Henry the baby. We pray for Mike Knott. We pray for those who have died recently, including Barbara Hardison, Bessie Foster and Raya Achong and Alec Duke. And those who have died alone and those whose years might occur this month. May, Agnes Duncan, Brian Lee, Sheila Graves, Charles Downer, Alec Gordon Kilmaster, Ingrid Jardine. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. May they rest in peace and rise in glory. And we offer up all our prayers and ask for the prayers of the saints, particularly our Mother Mary, saying, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Finally, I'm going to say the act of spiritual communion, and that's for anybody that's unable to visit a church to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. You can say this with me or just listen to me. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. And the blessing. Let us bless ourselves. Father, bless to me my body. Father, bless to me my soul. Father, bless to me my life. Father, bless to me my belief. Amen. I pray that you will have a safe and healthy week, and that we will meet again next week, knowing that we're able to worship again in church during this Advent. Bless you all. Bye.